There are some critics who believe that you're a spokesman for every man in the United States, and that you make highly intelligent observations about our society, its customs and mores. You put them under a microscope and with comedic technique make them very funny. Is it your intent to make people think as well as laugh?
Well, it must be. I don't know. Yes, I like... You know what? No, I'm going to turn it around. It's more like this. I want them to laugh. I want them to be pleased with me. That means if they laugh at me, they'll be pleased with me. But the second thing that I seem to want is their respect for my mind. And that is the flip side of making them think, showing them that I can think. I think that has to do with some deep-seated feeling of inferiority at not finishing my education, because I know I got a good mind, and I knew it then when I left school. And it's this, you know, it's the story you get in society, and we believe it, that, well, he had a good mind, but he didn't use it. You know, you have a good mind, George, you're not using it. And we begin to believe that shit, because we're blank slates, basically, inside. So I think I have a need to show my intellect and to show it off and to say, look, see, like, I didn't finish school, and I didn't go to college, but look at what I can do with my mind. I think that's in there. Although I try, consciously I don't walk around
with it. It's an underlying thing.
It has to be a fuel to this thing.